This is Dr. Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Amy Lenseski of the Isaacs & Isaacs law firm, address on file. Dear Ms. M.S. Lenseski, per your request for an additional report on your client, Damon Ford, please note the following medical letter, period. Damon is D-A-M-O-N, last name Ford, F-O-R-D, period. As you recall, on July 10th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation and sent you a report as it relates to an automobile accident that occurred on or about April 8th of 2022, period. Since my last report to you, some additional records became available to me, including records from Oliver Family Healthcare, comma, Athletical Physical Therapy, comma, Ortho Indy, comma, and Affordable MRI records, period. As a result of these additional reports, I am sending you an addendum letter, period. I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings upon review of those records, period. Records from Oliver Family Healthcare, dated July 11th, 2024. Office visit was due to a tear of the left meniscus and a protruded lumbar disc, as well as degenerative joint disease, period. The patient is a 45-year-old male who presents with a complaint of MVA, period. Here for follow-up and test results, period. Assessment was tear of the left meniscus, protruded left. Assessment and plan is tear of the left meniscus and protruded lumbar disc, as well as degenerative joint disease, period. He was referred to orthopedics, period. Note from Ortho Indy, dated July 22nd, 2024, states 45-year-old male who comes in with left knee, who comes in for his left knee, comma, causing him pain and instability, period. He wants to give out a lot, period. This all started with a car wreck a number of years ago, but at that time the insurance was not covering anything and he had to pay out of pocket, period. Their assessment was tear of the lateral meniscus of the knee, period. He had an MRI of the left knee on June 26, 2024. 24 that showed a lateral meniscus tear with associated degenerative changes with patellofemoral degenerative changes, period. Plan, we will get him a knee brace, period. We will get him therapeutic exercises, period. We'll see him back in 4 weeks to see how he is doing, period. Also, a note from Ortho Indy, July 22nd, 2024. This is a 45-year-old male who presents today with low back pain that radiates down the bilateral lower extremities along with numbness and tingling, period. He reports his symptoms started approximately 2 years ago after being rear-ended by an Indigo bus, period. He was recently seen by his primary care provider who ordered him a lumbar spine MRI and referred him here, period. Today, pain is constant and rated 7 out of 10, period. He also reports that he has hematoma and has been present in the left anterior thigh since the accident, period. He also complains of prior neuropathy in the right upper extremity that worsened after the accident, period. Imaging of the lumbar spine MRI, June 26, 2024, L4, L5 with broad-based disc protrusion that causes moderate to severe foraminal stenosis bilaterally, period. At L5S1, there is possible annular disc tear with central broad-based disc protrusion, period. On examination, there is midline and paraspinal segmental tenderness in the lumbosacral spine, period. In the soft tissue, swelling of the left anterior thigh, period. Assessment number one, lumbar spondylosis, two, lumbar radiculitis, three, low back pain, period. Report from athletico-physical therapy, February 11th, 2022, 42-year-old male referred to athletico for treatment of lower back and lower left lower extremity pain, period. He presents with limited range of motion, comma, weakness, comma, mild tightness, comma, positive neural tension testing, comma, altered gait, comma, and reports limited tolerance to standing and sitting, comma, bending, comma, and limited sleep, period. Affordable MRI report, MRI, lower extremity, June 26, 2024, impression, lateral meniscus tear with associated degenerative changes, period. Affordable MRI report, MRI of the lumbar spine, June 26, 2024, at L4, L5, central disc protrusion, L5S1, mild disc bulge, period. New paragraph. After a review of the additional records, it is quite apparent that the patient did get the additional diagnostic studies that I recommended in my earlier report, period. The patient obviously is continuing to have pain and difficulties in his low back and left knee. Period. This additional continued pain and abnormalities were predicted in my last letter to you of July of 2023, period. New paragraph. In view of the additional diagnostic studies and medical records, I would like to alter some of my diagnostic assessments from my initial letter, period. In view of the additional studies and medical records, the patient has the following diagnoses, period. Number one, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, bilateral leg radiculopathy and aggravation of prior back pain, comma, herniated nucleus pulposus at L4-L5, as well as L5-S1 disc bulge, period. Number two, left upper leg trauma, comma, pain, comma, hematoma left thigh, period. Number three, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, possible patellar fracture, comma, and tear of the left lateral meniscus of the knee, period. Number four, depression reactivation with anxiety, period. The above four diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of April 8, 2022, period. New paragraph. In my last letter to you, I gave you numeric ratings for his impairment ratings, period. These ratings would be slightly higher as it relates to the lumbar area, as well as his left knee, due to the additional pathology that was noted on the MRIs of both areas, period. Also, in view of this additional information, I would also like to revise the future medical expenses that I suggested on July 11th of 2023, period. Those additional expenses that I mentioned on page 5 of my report still stand. However, some additional expenses should be considered as well, period. Because of the tear of the left lateral meniscus of the knee, the patient would be a candidate for surgical intervention and correction of the left knee pathology, period. Because of the diagnostic studies showing a herniated nucleus pulposus at L4-5 in the lower lumbar area, the patient would also be a candidate for surgical correction of this herniated disc, period. New paragraph. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.